It promises to be another cracking afternoon's racing at Hamilton Park's Jubilee Bank Holiday Race Day. Seven races get underway at 1:26 and we go all the way through to 4:55. A fabulous grass cover. The track is looking absolutely amazing for the time of year. The ground staff have done a wonderful job and the ground is currently good to soft in places. Our feature race is at 2:36. It's the Platinum Jubilee Celebrations Clyde Handicap. It's class 2, £30,000 up for grabs, and it's for 3-year-olds and upwards over 6 furlongs, sprinters and pretty quick ones as well. And they include 4 course and distance winners at Hamilton Park, including Air Raid, who's ridden by Jack Garrity for the Midland trainer Jed O'Keefe. He's a horse that's won 3 of his 4 starts at Hamilton Park. He absolutely loves the track. Jack Garrity gets on very well with him. They've actually won 5 races together. And Jed O'Keefe says he'll go pretty well. He seems to like the ground either good or with a little bit of cut underfoot. And I think he's got his conditions this time round. Main rivals, well, there's 2 or 3 of them, including the likely favourite, I'm a Gambler, trained by Mark and Charlie Johnson, ridden by Jason Hart, and another Hamilton Park specialist. He too has won 3 races at Hamilton Park. In fact, he's never been beaten. He's 3 from 3. He's 2 last year over course and distance, and the latest came in early May this year, and he reappears pretty quickly, just 5 days after an absolute romp at Beverley, and he's got a £6 penalty. So I'm a Gambler is top of the short list of dangers for Air Raid. And another one maybe for the mix. There's so many in with chances in this race. And another horse with course and distance winning form, Strike Red for Richard Fahey. Oisin Orr, top young jockey from Ireland, is now riding quite a lot for Richard Fahey. So there's another one for the shortlist. And just chucking in course and distance winners, Jim Goldie, yet another treble at Ayr the other day, and he saddles number 9, Call Me Ginger. All in all, a tremendous feature race. The afternoon starts, as I mentioned, at 1:26 with a 2-year-old contest, the Hampton by Hilton Hamilton Park 2-year-old series EBF Restricted Novice Stakes. All in all, not a lot of form to go on, as you would expect from this type of race, but Cal Burke from his Midland yard sends up a newcomer called Penalty Charge. Quite a big price. I see some bookmakers have got this debutant at around 8-1. Carl's already had 8 juvenile winners in 2022. And for me, Penalty Charge is interesting. Probably the one they've got to beat is Coco Jack, a rare runner at Hamilton Park for the Newmarket trainer George Scott. Ben Curtis takes the ride. And then jumping to the final race of the afternoon, we get to the 4:55. Not many runners in the award-winning Hampton by Hilton Hamilton Park Handicap. We're going to have a really short price favourite here in number 1, Savvy Knight. Ben Curtis, another tasty ride, another Newmarket raider, this trained by Sean Woods. This is a horse tackling handicap company for the first time. He's got 9 stone 9 on his back. He scrambled home by a nose in a novice race at Bath last month, over slightly further than this race. And then he opened his account in a maiden at Nottingham back in the spring, over 1.25 miles. So he's at that sort of in-between trip this afternoon for the 4:55. Keep an eye on Savvy Knight. As always is the case at Hamilton Park, do book those tickets in advance. The best deals are always available on the Hamilton Park Racecourse website. It's a tremendous website. It's got everything you need to know about the racecourse. You can also come and pay on the gate as well. So whatever you do, have a fantastic day at Hamilton Park on our Jubilee Bank Holiday Race Day.